نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. صدق الله العظيم. Last week we discussed a very important topic, which if not well understood creates a barrier in our spiritual journey, the quality of qana'ah, that is to be contented with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. But if one thinks properly and meditates on the writings of the Sufyan al-Kiram in the light of Quran and Sunnah, above that qana'ah, this state of contentment, there is another stage which is higher. And some Sufyan al-Kiram say this is the highest stage, the stage of rida. Rida means satisfaction. That's very important to understand, to differentiate as to which direction we are going. Rida means that our heart there's a tranquility in our heart regarding the hukam of Allah. Whatever hukam, it can be the law of the Quran or whatever happens to us. And our heart submits to the desire of Allah and what He has chosen for us. In other words, when something happens to us, there is a pinch in the heart, a jijak, how we call it in Urdu. To eliminate this jijak from our heart, this reluctance to accept what Allah has decreed for us, this is satisfaction. And this is a very high level. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, during his khilafat, wrote to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, who was a governor. And pondered upon this letter, ulama ikram will know that the letters that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala has written to Musa al-Ash'ari are so fundamental that the law of the entire judiciary system of Islam is based on this letter. So deep this letter is. This is not our topic today. So he told Hazrat Musa, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, "Oh Abu Musa, I want you to know that all good, whatever is good comes from or emanates from satisfaction, rida. As long as a person hasn't reached this maqam, he won't see anything good. And this is why you will find that every day we complain in our life. We get a headache, we complain. We meet an accident, we complain. We fail our exams, we complain. We have a problem with our wife, we complain. We keep on complaining. Why? Because we haven't understood our spiritual level hasn't reached that level of rida. This is why we complain." So, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala is warning Hazrat Musa, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, who was his governor. "Hey Abu Musa, know that all good comes from rida, from satisfaction, what Allah has decreed. If you can develop the quality of rida, the quality of being satisfied of whatever Allah decides, that's good if you have the capacity for that. But if you do not develop, you can't develop this quality to reach that spiritual level, come, at least develop the quality of sabr, the quality of patience." This shows from this ahadith that to develop the quality of sabr, the quality of rida, is a higher level than the quality of qana'ah that we discussed last week, or the quality of sabr. It's one stage higher. To be satisfied with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us. It's not a mamuli thing. It's not an ordinary thing. If we think of our life, we'll see. We're reading salah, we do not have concentration in our salah. Because our mind is in the chakkar of the world. We are not satisfied with what is happening to us in the world. This is infringing in our salah. Isn't it? It is in salah that we want to make calculation of our business. There was a businessman, a Ajib businessman. He came to read namaz every day, Isha, in the masjid. One day the Imam missed one rakat, and the Musalli, nobody knew whether it's one rakat or two rakat, or whether the Imam did four rakats. And big brouhaha in the masjid. Some say, no, you did four rakat. Some say, no, three rakat. Then one person say, the businessman stood up, say, no, it is three rakat. Everybody say, why you know three rakat? I'm telling you it's three rakat. Why? Why are you so sure it's three rakat? He said, I got four shops. In the first rakat, I balance my first shop's account, how much I sell. The second rakat is my second shop. Third rakat, third shop, fourth rakat. Today I did only for three shops. I've still got one balance for my four shops. So this is how he knows the Imam is three rakat. Good istidlal. The point here is, because we do not have rida, we do not have satisfaction what Allah has decreed for us, it is affecting our salah, our roza, our ta'aluk with our wife, our ta'aluk with our children, with our neighbor, our mu'asharat, our mu'amalat. The entire life that we live is affected because we have not reached that level of radat, the level of rida, to be satisfied with what Allah has decreed for us. Hazrat Ali karaballahu wajha, radiallahu ta'ala, in a battle, he had an arrow in his calf. It was so painful that nobody even could touch it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba kiram, when he did his salah, go and take it out. And when he makes his Allahu Akbar, his communication was with Allah, they took it out, he didn't even know. This is rida. Hazrat Ali was not worried about the arrow. It was meant for him. This is a level that Sahaba kiram, Rasulullah sallam, trained the iman to reach that level. This is why the hadith reported by Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala to this effect, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, a person who is satisfied as Allah being his Lord, he will taste, he will get the sweetness of iman. It's not an ordinary thing. To be satisfied with Allah as our Lord, this will give us the taste of iman. If we do not have the taste of iman, because we are not satisfied with Allah. These are serious disease we have in our heart. These are very serious disease. If we do not have the taste of iman, which means in our spiritual journey, we haven't reached the maqam of being satisfied with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a disease in us, which we got to cure. There was a great wali of Allah. His name was Utbah ibn Ghulam. Ajeeb dua. It is reported that he spent the whole night crying on one thing. Oh Allah, if you punish me, I love you. Oh Allah, if you reward me, I love you. Allah Akbar. Ponder that. Oh Allah, if you punish me, I love you. Oh Allah, if you reward me, I love you. What level of spiritual level he has reached on being satisfied with whatever Allah has decreed for him. To be satisfied with what Allah has given us is very, very difficult to attain this maqam. To attain this level is not an easy thing. We got to train it. For this reason, we will find that there was ikhtilaf among the ulama, the Sufyan al-Kiram, is rida, the quality of being satisfied with what Allah has decreed for us, is it a spiritual station, a spiritual maqam, or is it a hal, is it a condition, a spiritual state? Allahu Akbar. Ulama al-Kiram has gone into debate as well. It's so important. What is the difference between a maqam and with a condition? What goes in your heart? I did mention it last week as a recap. Maqam, a spiritual stage, is something where the wali of Allah, the Sufya, the person Salik, the person who has come to close to Allah, who wants to purify his heart, he put an effort. When he put an effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates him. So through his effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him hidayat. And he makes his salah, read his Darul Sharif, read his Tilawat al-Quran, develop his akhlaq, purify his God. He really put effort, he puts mujahada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate him. Like it comes in a hadith, a person who reads Darul 1, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates his position. He comes nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by 10 degrees, 10 stages. And then what happens? Allah forgives his 10 sin. And he got 10 reward. So while reading Darud Sharif, we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with intellect to make amal of reading Darud Sharif, but we come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But hal, this is not in our condition. This is ghair ikhtiyari. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attacks him manifest in your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests in our namaz. Where we read our salah, we cry. We go and by the Kaaba. We see the Kaaba, tears coming from our ears. But other people don't have tears. Why? In the same eyes. Why some people are crying, some people are not crying? Because of hal, conditions. It comes in a hadith where Rasulullah says, the heart of mankind is between the two fingers of Allah. Allah twists it as He wants. So hal, this spiritual condition, this ecstasy that we look for, this is not the maqsad of the tasawwuf. Many people, they want to make zikr to get ecstasy, to read Quran, tilawat, to get ecstasy, to feel something, to get hal. This is not the maqsad of sharia. This is not something which is ikhtiyariya. This is not something that we're going to get. It is Allah who will give it to us. At times we read namaz, but nothing is happening. But at times we cry a lot in salah. At times we make dua, nothing comes out. At times we make dua, we cry. We feel our heart, it's swelling inside. This is hal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it. And this is not a maqsad. Because our heart, as I explained last week, is like the shore. The waves will come and go, will come and go. Let it come and go. We don't focus on those waves, on the thought that comes on our heart. Our thought must be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, our objectives, our role, the thing that we are supposed to do is what Allah has allowed us to do. What is within our capacity, that is a umur ikhtiyariya. Those things which we have a choice upon it. Those things that we can act upon it. But those things which are umur ghair ikhtiyariya, those things which are not ikhtiyariya, which is not in our power, which is only in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these we must not turn after those things. These are gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our duty is to read namaz. Our duty is to read namaz according to the sunnah. Now we want to come and close our eyes, full concentration. And we go and sit down, we close our eyes. Why? We can close our eyes. When we close our eyes, why? We are doing to get concentration. The concentration, why we want to get the concentration? For our pleasure. And our pleasure, by the end of the day, is against the sunnah of Rasulullah. How can our pleasure be against the sunnah of Rasulullah? Did Rasulullah close his eyes when he did salah? Simple thing. When we do ruku, brothers, and we do sijda, our sijda usually tends to be longer than our ruku, isn't it? Why, when we go in sijda, we feel some comfort. We can relax a bit. Even if it is for 1 second, we got to question our heart. Ya Allah, am I doing the sijda for you, or am I doing for my nafs? Hota hai na? This is how we read our namaz. We got to question this namaz that we are reading. We got to change this mindset. If we are pleased with Allah, if Allah sends Rasulullah to make the ruku the same as the sijda, it comes in hadith, in riwayat. Why we don't follow the sunnah of Rasulullah? In ruku, because it's a bit more difficult, 3 subhana rabbi al-azim. In sijda, 5 subhana rabbi al-ala. Why? We can relax a bit. Especially in salat, in Taraweeh, you can see that a lot. We don't want to get the first of the ula. Why? Let the imam read a bit, and just before Allah, we read this 10. And we see it many among the young people. So why? We are not satisfied. Allah has created this way. We are not satisfied with our creation. So this is law we must make to understand what is the sunnah of Rasulullah. This is the maqsad. We quoted it last week again, this ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad, tell the people, if really you love Allah, follow me. Follow my example. Allah will love you and Allah will forgive you. So the quality of rida, to be satisfied with Allah, to remove this jijak that we have in our heart, whatever befalls us, this is a great maqam. So the ulama of Iraq in those days were discussing, they were saying that the quality of satisfaction, to be satisfied with whatever Allah gives you, this is a hal, a condition in your heart. It's a hal. Allah controls that. Whereas the ulama of Khurasan, they say, no. This is a status, a stage, a spiritual station. It is a maqam that you put an effort, you control yourself, then everything that happens to you, Allah has decided it. I'm happy with that. There's nothing in my heart. I make an accident. Allah wanted it. Allah, I'm happy with that. Rabia Adaliya, Rabia Basriya, says something ajib. The people ask him, what is to be satisfied with Allah? What is the satisfaction that the Sufyan al-Kiram are talking? She says, Ajib. She said that to be delighted when you are in trials, just like when you are delighted with the blessings. To be delighted, the kayfiyat. And this is the difference between qana'a and satisfaction, rida. In qana'a, Allah put it in my taqdeer. Okay, accept it. But to be satisfied, to reach the level of rida, is to be happy. This is happening. In the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, my ustad, Qari Yunus Sab, Dhamma Barakatum, told me an ajeeb waqia. In the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was a person, no hands, no legs, nabina, he was blind. Everybody look at him, smelling. He can't look after himself. Nobody can look at him. Smelling. Nobody wants to look at me. Bake up. He can't do anything. He can't work, nothing. He could hear and talk. That's all. So one day, Hazrat Musa salam passed. Look at him, talk to him. Say, hey Musa, you see this is an Allah. What about it? What he deciding for me? What Allah? Because nobody look after me. I can't do anything in this world. Everybody look down upon me. I am bekar. I can't work, I can't walk, I'm smelling, people don't come near to me. Nobody wants to befriend me. What's my purpose? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was kareemullah, talk to Allah. Allah said, tell him that I am going to use him in Jahannam, where those pus, blood, hot water coming from this surah, from this mouth of this canal, I am going to use him to block it. When we need more, I'm going to remove it and more will go. This is why I'm going to use it. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went and told him, Allah says, this is what we're going to do with you? And he was thrilled. Oh, my Allah will use me. My Allah will use me. And look, his satisfaction of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Musa, make face of Jannah for him. Musa, make face of Jannah for him because his maqam of rida with Allah. Because his stages, spiritual stage, that whatever Allah decides, I'm happy with that. Allah has made face on this one sifat, the sifat of rida, Allah makes face of Jannah for him. This is the quality of rida. The quality of rida. Coming back to what I was saying, the ulama say that the quality of rida either it can be a maqam, a spiritual station, or it can be a condition of the heart. That is, when something happens to us, is it hal, you get hal, oh, I'm happy with that, or is it the spiritual an effort you have trained yourself to reach that level, whatever happens, I'm happy, Allah. But then, Allama Qushayri rahmatullahi alayhi said, no, we can combine both. Both theory we can combine. He says that in the beginning, you train yourself the quality of satisfying with whatever Allah has decided for us, whatever befalls us, is in the beginning you train yourself. But when you go up spiritually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it a hal. Because the higher you go, the nearer you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah makes it a hal. And He gives you gift on that quality. This is why ulama kiram says, to be satisfied is a better attribute than to be an ascetic. To go in asceticism, go and remove yourself in the mountain, don't have to have anything with dunya. To be satisfied. Why? Ulama kiram explained. When a person goes in the mountain and remove himself from society and want to become a great wali and an ascetic, what happens? He wants to improve himself. And he wants to improve himself to satisfy his own desire. Which means he's not satisfied with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to him. He wants to improve in that. Whereas a person who has developed the maqam of rida, he's satisfied. He's doing his work. Oh Allah, I'm doing for you. I'm reading my namaz for you. Oh Allah, I'm giving my zakat for you. Oh Allah, I'm giving for hajj for you. He's not worrying. His tawajjuh is not on his maqam. What spiritual level I'm going. His tawajjuh is on Allah. Therefore, the quality of rida is higher than the quality of qana'ah. The quality of rida is higher than the quality of sabr. The quality of rida is a very, very high status that the wali of Allah will find on his suluk, on his path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To develop this quality, to remove this jijak from our heart, whatever befalls us, we must get it out of our heart. Nothing must come in our heart. I gave you the example of Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi last time. I keep on repeating. When people told him, hey Imam Saab, he was a great businessman. The commodities that you imported, there was a shipwreck. All were destroyed. He looked like this. He said, Alhamdulillah. Then the news came, there was no shipwreck. So he bought a few days later. So he brought the message to Imam Saab. No, the commodity of salamati, or it's still good. Alhamdulillah. People say, I won't understand. We give you bad news, we say Alhamdulillah. We say good news, also we say Alhamdulillah. You say, yeah, when you bought the bad news, I look at my heart. Where my heart has this dejak? I have lost something. Did my heart shake when you gave me this bad news? I say, my heart was at ease. This is a quality, the tranquility that the ulama describes, the quality of rida. There is a tranquility in the heart that we do not have usually. When something befalls us, we get excited, we get panicked, we get upset, we get angry. These are different spiritual disease that manifests itself because we have not reached that level of rida. The quality of being satisfied as Allah being our Lord. The quality of Allah being the arranger of everything. The quality of being satisfied with whatever Allah has decreed for us is good. We haven't reached that level. Therefore, we get this problem in our heart. We have to understand the small differences. Until we don't sit in the sohbat of a Sheikh Kamil, we can't differentiate those small things. We are satisfied with that. Oh, Agul Qanat, whatever Allah decides. Meanwhile, it's a spiritual disease, brothers. It is a spiritual disease that we haven't been able to pick it up. If the Sheikh Kamil will pick it up, oh, so and so got the disease in him. So and so has the quality of Qana'ah, but he hasn't read the quality of Rida. He's contented what Allah has decided, but he's not satisfied yet. Ulama Kiram gave something very ajib. He was a slave. And his master was angry with him. So the slave was afraid because the master was very angry. He approached somebody to go and intercede for him, for his master to forgive him. The person went, spoke to the master. Master forgave him. And he came and told the slave, your master forgive you. The slave started weeping. He said, what's your problem now? You want that forgiveness, you are being forgiven? Why are you crying? Then the master said, he is seeking my satisfaction. But it's only a mere forgiveness. He's seeking my satisfaction. This he cannot get. I'm satisfied with his work? No. I forgive him for his shortcoming, but I'm not satisfied with him. So this is why the slave was crying. From there we got to understand that Allah may forgive us on the day of Qiyamah, but is Allah satisfied with us? You do some maslaha. This is another thing altogether. Allah may forgive us, but will Allah be happy with us? Like he was happy with the Sahaba Kiram. Radiallahu anhum wa radwan. Allah says in the Quran. Allah, look at the chronology of the verse. Allah is happy with them. Therefore, they are happy with Allah. From this ayat, Ulama Kiram explains that for you to know whether Allah is satisfied with you, you got to make sure that the first stage, Allah is satisfied with you. Then only you will be able to read the quality of rida. So much effort. Once a murid asked his sheikh, can I know Allah is satisfied with me? When am I going to know? He said, you can't know that because it's a hidden thing, we don't see Allah. The murid said, no, impossible. Can't be. Therefore, what is the solution? The murid told the sheikh, he said, if my heart is happy that Allah is happy with me, I'm happy. If my heart is happy that Allah is happy with me, I'm happy. It's a dilka taluk. What is the level we have purified our heart, it will reveal into that. This is why Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, one day, imploring to Allah, oh Allah, tell me what act should I do so that you be pleased with me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, hey Musa, this you cannot reach. And so Musa alayhi salam fell into the ground and sees that, start crying, imploring Allah, oh Allah, tell me what act I must do to please you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hey Musa, if you want to get my pleasure, my pleasure lies in your pleasure with what I have decreed for you. My pleasure lies in your pleasure what I have decreed for you, Musa. Ajib one. Oh Musa, my pleasure lies in your pleasure what I have decreed for you. Again, how spiritually we have grown up to be satisfied with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us. That is the way we greet. This is what some Sufyan al-Kiram says, this is a high maqam. Once you reach the level of rida, to be satisfied with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this paved the way for many, many things Allah opened. Once you are satisfied with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you don't worry how many nafil you are reading. We don't worry how many nafil salah we are reading. We don't worry how many nafil roza. Leave faraz. Faraz that we are doing, we don't keep account for those things. We don't keep account how many tasbih we are reading. We don't keep account how much gaze we are controlling our gaze. Because everything is for Allah. We reach the level of fanahiyat. Allahu Akbar. The level of fanahiyat, hum kuch bhi nahi hai. Oh Allah, aap sab kuch hai. We absolutely nothing, Allah. We are the worst creation in this world, Allah. Whatever you decree for us, we don't even deserve it. It's only through your rahmah that we can breathe. Through your rahmah that we can take a drop of water. Through your rahmah we can lay one luqma of. This is a level we reach. That we finish ourselves, our ego, we kill our ego. Because we realize that whatever Allah decides, He is the fa'il, the haqiqi. He is the one who does everything. This is where our yaqeen in Allah is built up. Our tawakkul in Allah is built up. Our iman in Allah is built up. In fact, ulama kiram say the quality of rida, the quality of being satisfied, this is the culmination of tawakkul. To have rida, to be satisfied in Allah, is the culmination of tawakkul, to have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful quality, the quality of rida that we can develop, we have to develop. And this, we can only develop it if it's in the sohbat of Ahlullah. To understand who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Nur Misri rahmatullah alayhi says, how we know the signs. What are the signs of rida? Allahu Akbar. Look how those great ulama have make things easy for us. The first sign, he says, is before anything happens to us, we got no preference in life. Allahu Akbar. We're sitting for exams. We don't even have the desire. We have put our effort to pass our exams. But we have left in the hands of Allah. Oh Allah, if you decide I must pass, I'll pass. Whatever you decide. You have made firm niyat to go for Hajj. But you have left in the hand of Allah. Oh Allah, if you my labbaik is called, you'll call me. You make me your mehman in the haram. If you don't want to call me Allah, you haven't made a prejudgment what you want. The second one, second stage is, when something befalls us, this bitterness is not in our heart. We accept it. The third one, which is the most difficult part, is when any bala comes on us, any test from Allah comes on us, we are happy with that. Allah. This is what Rabia Basriya said, to be delighted when anything befalls us, we are happy with that. Like this case of this person that was at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam met on the street. To be happy when it befalls us, it's very difficult, I know. We are human beings by the end of the day. But this is how the nizam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not easy to get. We want to get the king, is that easy to get the king? We want to go and meet Tony Blair, for example. We must go through the secretary, and that also there will be so many protection and this and that. So we must make some effort. But the effort comes from us. The moment we must make an effort, it comes in a hadith. When you make one span, Allah make an arm length. When you make an arm length, Allah walk towards you. When you walk towards Allah, Allah gallop towards you. Allah runs towards us. We must make that first effort. Understand the spiritual diseases, which are barriers, which are veils over our heart that prevents communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The small, small things need to be rectified. Our islah need to be made. We got to understand what is the status, how much darkness are in our heart. And don't be carried away. Be satisfied with few salah that we are doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. When you finish with your dunya, doing everything, you finish swimming in the world, doing dawah work. Oh Nabi, that's not enough. Come, and what you must do? Oh Nabi, exhaust yourself in salah. This is why it comes in the Hadith Sharif that Rasulullah, his feet used to swell. A Sahabi came to Rasulullah to make tahajjud with Rasulullah. It's a first rakat to Surah Baqarah. More than two para. The second rakat he had to sit. We Alam Tara, we can't read in Sarawi, brothers. Alam Tara, we can't read. We're complaining. The Imam is reading Alam Tara too slow. In Tarawih Salah. how much disease in our heart we got. I'm talking for myself. This is not for you. I'm talking for myself. How much disease in our heart. We want to develop ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created 7 jannat? Why Allah created? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it in Surah Waqia, those will be jannat and the muqarrabin, those will be near to Allah. Why Allah has classified it? Depending on our effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need our ibadat. Allah doesn't need our roza. Allah does not need our salah. If these have been given to us, it is to make us benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that like one great scholar, Ghaliban, it was, I forgot his name, from Farsi, from Fars, he said that, oh Allah, I don't know how much to thank you, you brought me in existence. Just bringing us in existence in itself is a great nahmat. You know? To know Allah itself, to pronounce the word Allah, to pronounce the word Allah is a great ni'mat of Allah. I told you the other day, Mullah Fazl Rahman Saab says that some people, in the light of the hadith, those who control their gaze and who are absorbing their tongue in zikrullah, they get the sweetness in the tongue, sweetness of iman. And Mullah Saab says that it's a genuine sweetness. It's a genuine sweetness. At times, the wali of Allah, for us, we look at him, he's sitting like a bechara. But his heart is not a bechara.